Commissioner Gordon. Commissioner Gordon, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yep.
All right, we are ready to get started. Are we recording?
Yes.
All right, we will have three meetings today that we need to get through. We've got a Board of Equalization meeting, a Utah County Community Reinvestment Agency meeting, as well as our regular commission meeting. Now, don't let that scare you, because we're going to be efficient. We're going to start with the Board of Equalization meeting. We will be suspending the rules today. Commissioner Sackbitch is unable to join us, so I will be seconding motion. And we can get started with BOE. Commissioner Gordon?
Yes, ready.
Okay. Do you have a motion on item number one?
Motion to approve the minutes.
I will second that. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
That passes 2-0. Item number two, approve.
Motion to approve.
Awesome. I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
That passes 2-0. Next, we've got the process report, item three.
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
That passes 2-0. Item number four, classification change from secondary to primary.
That looked good to me. Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Passes 2-0. Item number five, a late filing deadline appeal. Bert Harvey is here.
Thank you, Commissioner. The appellants who applied for this late petition to be approved were on the basis of extraordinary or anticipated circumstance. In their statement, they said that they were out of the state due to service on a full-time mission and missed the notice and wasn't able to file their appeal on time. So that was their reasoning for extraordinary or unanticipated circumstance.
Do you have a recommendation?
Well, we've denied these in the past. I would probably lean on the attorney's office to give further interpretation, but we've denied these in the past, really because their presence outside the state really doesn't fall under the realm of extraordinary or unanticipated.
I was saying it wasn't unanticipated because they asked for that mission.
Yeah, and was it extraordinary? Well, we have many, many missionary couples that serve and still appeal their value, so it's up to the board.
Okay.
This is a first-time appeal for the appellants, though. They haven't appealed these properties before, so they're not necessarily experts in the process.
Commissioner Gordon, do you have any thoughts on that?
Just maybe with it being the first time, I'm probably comfortable to accept this one, but I do want to make sure that we have consistency. So, but those are my thoughts.
I think for consistency's sake, I think if we approve it, my concern is that if we approve this, then we have to approve a lot, and this is a very common one. But I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, you make a good point. Motion to deny petition.
I'll second that. All in favor to deny, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, that is denied. Item number six. Approve or deny a petition for late appeal evaluation.
Yes, this property, they're requesting acceptance of the petition on the basis of factual error. If the assessor's office, the property burned down, so.
They had a fire.
Yeah, they had a fire. So there probably is a factual error that can be adjusted, but I would defer to the assessor's office if they agree.
All right. Bert 2 defers to Bert 1.
The Berts. Yeah, we thought this house was 100% complete because it was for sale. But since it burned down, it came to light that they were selling it as an incomplete house.
Okay.
So technically, it was a factual error. We thought it was 100% complete, but it was actually not.
Okay. We have a motion on that one.
Motion to approve.
All right, I'll second that. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
That passes 2-0. Final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned from Board of Equalization.